It's the Hampton Roads BusinessJournal.com podcast interview. Bringing you interviews with Hampton Roads successful small business owners and entrepreneurs. And now, our host, Rod Watson.
All right, Hampton Roads, BusinessJournal.com, our introductory blast-off, get-started interview with Hampton Roads business coach and mentor, Arnel Tanyag. Arnel, let's go ahead and get started. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. Looking forward to having this interview. Excited to be here.
Well, great, and I really appreciate you stepping in and helping us get started. One of the reasons why I think it's so important for Hampton Roads Business Journal to start with a business coach and mentor is because we're laying the foundation so we get started with our interviews and our videos to go ahead and lay a foundation of what's most important. Anybody who's seen the website from the foundation is going to see a lot of Napoleon Hill, Jim Rohn, and Zig Ziglar. I think especially Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, you get some great insight of how to get started, what's important, get down to the basics type information. So we start with a series of Napoleon Hill videos that really focus you in. But the reason why I think it's important to start our interview series with a business coach is because I know that you have brought a lot of that for me and your group that you train in your business courses, your weekly courses, and your Rainmaker courses, and even when you make your visits to other networking groups. So definitely encourage everybody to get a business coach, somebody to be accountable to, and so I think that's critical, and that's why I invited you to start us off, Arnel.
Oh, thanks very much, Rod. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Arnel, I'd like you to describe your business, but first we want to get to know you. So if you could take a minute and tell us about yourself and then briefly describe your business.
I am married to a wonderful wife named Janice, have three kids, 15, 9, and 2. Before I started working with business owners, I was a registered nurse with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. Always wanted to own my own business and just took a leap of faith and basically got out of full-time nursing, did it part-time to no nursing, to working as 100% sales commission person to basically owning a business, and I've been working with a small business owner for 15 plus years in the Hampton Roads area. So went from that employee to independent contractor to business owner to franchise or to partnership, and now I'm back on my own as my own business and managing my own business, which is kind of the whole gambit of employee to owner. So I have a lot of experiences working with people, even in my own business and with different business owners over the last 15 plus years.
And that's great. Like I said, I really appreciate everything that I've learned from you, and that's an amazing transition from nursing to business, and it's always good, I think. I mean, as a Navy guy who was a business major in college and transformed into an engineer for 20 years, it's great to be back in business and being business-minded, and you really helped me shift that mindset back and focus on business. Okay, so let's get into our question sequence here. The first one up is a success quote. Now, I know you have plenty of success quotes, so you probably have a tough time just picking one, but if you could explain your favorite, or give us your favorite quote and explain why it's so meaningful to you.
My favorite quote comes from the Bible. It's Jeremiah 29:11. He goes, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and peace." This quote really means a lot to me because I really believe it's, God helps you develop the plans, and it's plans to prosper, not to harm you, and that gives you hope in the future. And a lot of times, we have to have a plan in our head or in our heart or on paper. And as long as we have a plan, I think we work it. And I think the idea of that is it's always about focusing. I always believe it's always focusing toward the future. And if you have a hope and you have help today, I think you'll do well. I think a lot of people today grow in a business, they're just worried about what's today versus what can the future give me, and I got to have hope. So I think what happens is that's why I'm really passionate about that one, because it's always pointing to the future. And we do better when we think about the future and not always dwelling on the past or today, just keep moving forward. I think if you keep moving forward, you can be successful. I think a lot of challenges with small business owners, they either live in the past or they're stuck in today and don't even want to talk about the future. So when I read this quote all the time, I share it with people, like we got to help you think about the future. You know, we got to get somewhat of a plan written down, and we got to keep moving toward that. And if you do, most people that I've worked with who believe in that have great success. Sometimes over 9 days, sometimes in 6 months to a year, but they are actually more excited about doing their business versus their business becoming a job or owning them. So this quote to me means a lot, because they're always looking toward the future.
That's great.
What can it give you?
It's also awesome that we get started with a Bible quote, too, because I tell you, my mindset was all with business-minded people, and I think Zig Ziglar gets a little spiritual in it, but that's great to quote the Bible directly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one starts to get a little tough, but it's always a way to get to know people, a business failure. Now, by failure, I'm going to let people off the hook a little bit and say, well, maybe this is a shortcoming that you have, or maybe a challenge that you face. But if you could briefly describe a business failure or personal shortcoming, a major challenge that has provided significant learning experience for you and can be credited to helping you to getting to where you are today.
Yes, all right. About 4 or 5 years ago, I had left an organization called BNI and did the advising consulting with a former partner of mine. And my sales experience was just to bring people to a networking group. And the group would sign, you know, the group would get them to buy into it. And I knew all the things on how to get people to close. But when I went on my own, the business advising consulting business on your own, I remember about 3 or 4 years ago, I sat down with about 25 people and only closed 3. I was pretty discouraged because I got in front of 25 people in 20 minutes, but I only could close 3. So it was a pivotal point in my business career. Should I quit or what should I do? So I figured out, my former partner told me that I didn't have any, you have a sales process, you know how to close people. So I didn't know how to close people. I kind of wing it, whatever you call it, just to get through that. So what eventually happened is I found a coach named Danny Johnson, went to a couple of her conferences, bought a couple of her books on sales closing, tailored her process toward mine, and now my closing ratio is above 50% or higher. But that really changed me, because what I find out is that you can be good in meeting people, you can get them to the sales point, but if you can't close, it doesn't really matter. So what happens now is it's really helped me. So when I sit down with people, I ask them, do you have a sales process, do you know how to close? And you don't have to go through expensive sales trainer and stuff like that. You just have to have a process. And the person I learned it from, it's a process that's universal. You can use it for any type of business, and it really works really well. And I figured out that was a business failure, because if I didn't figure out how to get past that, I probably wouldn't be here today. So that was something I learned, is you got to learn, got to know how to close. You have to know how to take people through a sales process. And that was an eye-opener for me a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I know I can go so many directions with what you just said, but first, the most important thing I think I need to relay is I agree with you so much. Everybody's going to hit obstacles, and that's what we're looking for with Hampton Roads Business Journal, is to let everybody know we all have failures, fears, challenges. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same boat, but we want to encourage everybody to take a step back, take a deep breath, and put a plan together and push through those hard points. That's what we're all about. This is about giving back to the business community and helping keep everybody focused. And I think you nailed it. You talked about coaching. You're a coach. You found a coach and a mentor. You found somebody who was successful, a successful plan, laid it out. That's exactly what we want to encourage everybody to do here at Hampton Roads Business Journal. So if you could take your business challenge that you overcame and summarize it in one sentence, how would you do that?
I believe you always update your skills, invest in yourself and your business. I believe you have to do both. I believe you have to update your skills, figure out what skills you need to do, invest in yourself, invest in your business. Don't be shy of not paying for help or support, because I learned once I did that, and it was a significant amount, it really changed my way of doing business. So every year I'm always investing in my business and myself, updating my skills so I can get better and better at what I do.
That's awesome. You just keep growing and moving forward. Okay, next area I'd like to talk about is your aha moment. Please describe a business aha moment when the light bulb came on and things became clear and bright for you, and it's a success story that you can share with us. Please tell us that story.
Yes, over the last 2 years, I've been on my own, and I've been working on now what I truly offer. And I found a video on TED Talks called How Leaders Inspire Action. It's by a gentleman named Simon Sinek, and the last name is S-I-N-E-K. And it talks about knowing your why and the what. And it talks about why is your business in business. You know, because they say people buy the why versus they always buy the how and the what. This is how I do it. But they say most of the time is most businesses who stay long term or bring people to buy from you buy because of your why. And so what I figured out is that, you know, the last couple of months I'm figuring out why am I doing what I'm doing. Not what or how, but why is my business in existence? And once I figured that out, I was almost like my foundational mantra, my manifesto, saying this is why I do what I do. And from there, what happens is it just literally got me to really think about, okay, now I know I was always in the right business, but I always had a hard time communicating what I do what I do. So what I really believe now is I found that aha moment. And it really has really put a passion and a drive in me at a higher level than ever, because we all know the how and the what, but do we always know our why? And the hard thing about the why is how do you communicate it so other people get attracted to it, they get inspired by it. And so what happens is they share the same values or the same beliefs you have. And once you do that, you end up building a community. That's why you end up building followers, you end up building a tribe. And you really don't really have any competition. People are just going to come to you because they believe in that, or they don't. So
that's right.
That's what I really learned from that, is that I found my why, and it's now making a big difference. So I don't really have any competition. I just have people who decide they want to work with that why or not.
Find your why and communicate it out to everybody. That's awesome. That's a great choice. That is a very, very powerful approach and eye-opening, and I can see why that would be your aha moment, because it is definitely very clear. He gives some great examples, so that is definitely a recommendation for people, anybody listening who hasn't listened to that one. And we will have that one curated on the Hampton Roads Business Journal website. So be looking for that real soon. Okay, great. I kind of figure what most people are going to say for this next question, but I'm hoping we'll have some variety over time. Have you had an I made it moment, and if so, could you briefly describe it?
Yeah, I think the I made it moment is this. I'll give you a little background. I've always worked for people behind the scenes. I was with a former partner, and we separated about 2 years ago. And after that 2 years of separation, I kind of knew what I could offer and what I did, but I couldn't really put like substance or communicate it. So the I made it moment realized now I know, you know, my why and who I am in business and what I want to offer and how and what. But now I actually realize is that I have to rebrand who I am and what I want to offer. Because when you're on your own and you've always worked with other people and you come to your moment, okay, now how do I want to define myself, my why, the how and what? What makes me different? What makes me different from everybody else in the business coaching advising space? The hollow moment from now is everything now is out of place. Now I just have to, you know, get everything moving, the marketing, the paper, the forms and all that. But I made it moment realize now I have everything that I'm confident in. When I talk to people, I know what to offer, I know how to handle the objections, I know how to Because I think when you start a business, you know, you can either go out there and do everything you want to do and you hope everything fits in. But for me, everything comes to me. I communicate from confidence and belief, not fake it till you make it. So I made a moment now is now I'm constantly sure what I can offer, what can I do, how can I help. And then that business and building an empire or monopoly of, or that dynasty of having people, you know, experience what I do. And on top of that, for like the last 2 years, I was really struggling on what I really do, what I really offer, how's it different from my former partner and the company I'm with. Now I know what it is. And so it resonates with me and my heart and my soul. So it's exciting now because I know it's like when you're on your own, but you're on your own, but you have everything you need to do well, now you've got to go out and do it. Versus when you always work with somebody, there's always somebody to pick you up. Now you got to have your own vision, and I have the vision, the tools, the resources, the people. That was my I made it moment, because now I can just go out and build it.
All right, that's awesome. I think we've covered my next question, but if there's anything left on your journey that you'd want to discuss or share with us, here at Hampton Roads Business Journal, we really want to help small businesses on their journey to success. So if you have any other pieces of your journey that you'd like to share with us, things that you may have faced or that other businesses may be dealing with, here's a time where you can give some advice.
I'll tell you what I figured out recently is that you got to understand when you're building a business, you know, you build lifestyle, not just a business. Versus most business owners want to go ahead and work 60 to 80 hours a week, and then they hope they make, in that turn, they make the money, and eventually they hope they get the time, but then they figure out they hope to get the lifestyle. What I believe is that your product is in place regarding time management, like spending time with your wife, kids, how much time you work in your business. It may take you a lot longer to get to the result you want, but you're there with the same people. You're there because people enjoy the journey. You're not missing out on life. So there's a balance with that. And I think it comes back to, I've learned this recently, your priorities in time management is how do you prioritize your time in building that lifestyle, not just your business. And once I took a 180 to turn around like that, it's going to take me a little longer to build it, but I'm going to build it where things are great with my family, great with the community, great with the business. It's going to take me a little longer. I may have to work a little harder, but at the end of the day, everything is in balance. And there's tension there, but there's not. It's not out of whack where 5 years from now, I built a very successful company with, you know, $3 or $4 million in revenue, but, you know, I don't know my son, I don't know my kids, I don't spend any time on life, you know, what's the purpose of that? But I think most of the business owners I talk to, once you help them figure out the priorities and their time management priorities in their business, they're okay with that, you know, and I think that's the right way to do it for other people, but I think when they see that the priorities and time management, then it may take a little longer, but they can have the life they want, grow the business. And what happens is that, you know, money and time is there while the business is growing versus business is growing and there's money, but there's no time and there's really no lifestyle that you can spend with people. And then what happens is you just work the business and your life is miserable. And I think if you look at it with a filter that I want to prioritize my time and my business and family and all that and do that in the beginning, I think people will have a very successful business but be happier on taking that journey. But most people I talk to are unhappy with the journey they take now.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. I think that key word in there is that balance. Develop our plans with that balance in mind. I think we're well on our way, and that's great advice. Okay, Arnell, what I'd like you to do now is discuss with us any current business projects or anything you have going that you'd like to share with our listeners and how they can learn more about it. Go ahead and let us know what exciting projects you have coming up.
Yeah, I'm doing this. I do this Rainmaker Challenge series, which is Double Your Income in 90 Days or Less. It runs on a month-to-month basis. It's like a month course, a pre-course, where they can experience me for anywhere from try out one session for free, for like $7 to $15 for all four or all three. It just depends on where they fall into place. But what they do is it's an idea of a concept. Can you double your income in 90 days? They get to try it out from 1 to 4 classes, and if they continue on, they go in for another to maybe 75 days, and they just run really well. income. About 45% of the people do double, and I find out 45% of people do double, and out of that 45%, 20% of that 45% will consistently keep sustaining or doubling again, and then 3 or 4 years later, they're the top in their field, and I find out that that's exciting because if you can figure out how to bring in business or become bring in the rain on an ongoing basis in your business, half your problems disappear because if you can bring in business, you can hire people, you can take trips. But if you can't bring in business, then it's really a tough journey to be in. So I'm excited about this because I'm offering it every month because I really believe if a business owner can build their business in 90 days, double, and keep doing this and to sustain it, that changed the whole landscape of the business community. And that, I find it's the only resource I know in the Hampton Roads area that's designed to help people double. Most of the stuff I've seen are more training classes. All my classes, learning by doing. You gotta learn it, and you gotta do it often. You gotta report your activity, your numbers. You keep doing it and doing it, it becomes a natural habit, and it becomes a routine, and it becomes a ritual for you.
Yeah, and that's what I like about your courses and your approach to business is it's action based. It's holding yourself accountable and getting it done, having a plan, setting goals, and moving forward. And that fits in with everything we're trying to push for our Hampton Roads Business Journal listeners. Okay, now it's time for the hot seat. Okay, you're the first one to sit in the hot seat, so let's see how this one goes. What I'm basically going to do is ask you questions, and we want relatively short but outstanding answers to these quick questions. First one is, what's the best book that you recommend for our listeners?
There's a book called Making Money is Killing Your Business by Chuck Blakeman. It's a book where most business owners are working or making money. What I call is they're doing their job versus building a business that would build a lifestyle. It's one of the best books right now on the market that really gets an owner to think about, do I own a job because I'm making money, or do I really want to build a business that can build a lifestyle by bringing on people and staff? And when I have people read that, they realize, you know what, I'm tired about really running my job. What I really want to do is build a business. And when I have people read that book, they get inspired that build a business, or it's okay just to have, you know, a job that I call a business. So really, it's a really good book from a standpoint. It gets people to think about, I really want the time for my business. I really got to build a business, not just make money.
Great. Yeah, because if we're driven by money, that's not enough. That's not the why that keeps us going. Because the why also works for us, too. Talked about Simon Sinek, the why drives us, keeps us going. That's a great suggestion. I actually have to look up that book because I'm not familiar with it. So that's good. I like it when I get more for my table, too. Next question. Looking back at your journey and trying to get yourself to the next level, what was holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur or a business owner?
Yeah, it told me right back at time. I really have to just pound on phones, invite people to workshops, just call, and just stay focused on what I have to do. And the challenging thing is, and I've been in business for a very long time, that doesn't change. You got to call, invite, talk to people, set up sales appointments. That doesn't change, you know. And so I have to do that until I can build enough revenue to bring on staff, people. And that's the reality of that. That's normal. That doesn't change.
Yeah, that's true. And basically, if you're not out there touching people, you got the best product in the world, the best restaurant in the world, but if you're not communicating with people and getting that message out there, it's going to just go to waste. Okay, next question. What's the best business advice that you've been given?
The best business advice was given when I was, this was about 15 years ago, when I was, probably 15 or less than 10 years ago, I was told by a good friend of mine, he said, Bill Davis, he said, Arnell, you either work with the former owner of B&I and be his, you know, number one person in Hampton Roads, or go start your business. I was like, what do you mean, Bill? He goes, look, there's two differences. You go start your own business, control your destiny, or go work for somebody you've always worked for. So which one you chose? I said, well, I started my business. that was the best advice somebody gave me is, you know, go start your own and versus go work for him. And that guy really pointed me in the right direction, because if it wasn't, the owner said, well, I just want to work for him because I know I can count on him. This guy said, well, why don't you go start your own? So from there, that's how I ended up getting business, because he said, just go start your own, and that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
Versus being an employee, go work for yourself.
That's awesome. Okay, next question. What is one action that our listeners can take in the next 24 hours to move their business to the next level and get them closer to reaching their goals?
The one thing I would say, one action is do not go at your business alone. Go get some type of support. There was a recent article in Harvard Business Review that said, getting help from a business coach or business buyer is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. So don't do your business alone. I find out that so many people do their business alone, and they wonder why they're at the same position 3 or 4 years later, not enjoying the fruits of their labor or their business, because they're doing their business alone. Some type of support group should work for you.
That's great advice. Okay, next question. Do you have an internet resource like Evernote or I Love Google Hangouts that you could recommend to our listeners that you're absolutely in love with and that you'd like to share?
Yeah, the best resource I found that I use often in my business is Evernote, because what happens is I'm always reading a bunch of blogs and reading a bunch of information, so I have this Evernote clipper on my Google, the Chrome and everything like that, and Internet Explorer. So if I'm reading a great article, I just have to clip it, put a tag and save it, clip it, put a tag and save it. And when I'm sitting down with clients, pull out the Evernote, type the notes, record it, and it syncs to all my Evernotes on my laptop, my PC. That's a great tool, because when you're gathering information and you want to reference it, Evernote can tag it and put it into place. So literally, it's great for me. I've had for 5 or 6 years, because I don't have to remember the actual URL. I just have to clip it Evernote, and I just pull out the tag, and I can use it. It's almost like having a future database of information. All you do is clip it and save it. And for what I pay, I yearly fee, it's all worth it.
Yeah, Evernote is awesome. That little clipper, really, I have it on my tablet. I have it on my computers. And so, right, like you said, then when you see something in Chrome, I'll just click on it and save that document or save that website so I can categorize it and find it later. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I'd be looking around. Bookmarks just don't cut it, and Evernote's awesome. Last Christmas, I wrote a little course on Evernote, and I still haven't given it. So that may give me some motivation to put it out there, because it's actually completed. I just need to call people up and get some attendees. I can also probably teach that out. One of my favorites, Google Hangout. But Evernote's awesome. I think it's the sleeping giant. It's won a lot of awards, but the reason why I wrote the course is because there were some things that I ran into that the first couple of times I looked at the software didn't resonate as how to do it. So when I started to dig into it a little bit, I understood the terms they were using, and once you get good definitions of the terms, it makes a whole lot more sense and it's easy to use.
I agree.
I definitely would like to encourage people to stay organized with a great tool. Okay, here's the big question here. We'll see how this one goes for us. All right, here's your scenario. You got to start all over again. Your food and lodging are covered. You don't have to worry about food and lodging. You only have your knowledge, though, and $500. And a laptop computer. How would you spend your first 7 days to get back to where you are now?
Really easy. I would craft a story that I need help and tell people specifically what I needed, and then I would write down a list of my top 50 people that I knew would help me, and I would sit down with them face-to-face, be on the phone, and I would have this mindset of shameless, fearless, and urgent, and just ask for introductions of people that could use my help. I would already have a workshop in place and ask them, can you send these people there, or can you call that person right there? And I would just work my existing relationships for our business.
That's awesome. There are so many keys in what you just said. First, you're identifying a manageable list that you can build relationships with, which is what we all should be doing. You also use what I think is just brilliant, your 3 points, which is urgent. What was the other thing?
Shameless, fearless, and urgent.
Shameless, fearless, and urgent. Awesome, because I think as business owners, we get so good and knowledgeable and feel good at what we do, but when we have to step out and explain that to a perfect stranger, then things get a little shaky. That's so awesome to step out and be fearless, shameless, get out there, interact with people, get to know people, and have some urgency to it. It can't wait. You need to get out there and move. And one of my personal, I think, hesitations was always waiting until it was 100% perfect before I laid it out there. And that's, I'm not saying we're sloppy or recommending that we be sloppy, but 90%, 95% solution and tweak it as we go, taking action is a whole lot more effective for your business than to sit back and wait till you think it's perfect and your wife thinks it's perfect and then you go out there. It may never be perfect. It's certainly a lot of time lost. So those are some awesome points. Okay, so just to wrap up right now, I really appreciate your time being with us and cover some awesome points. And I think this really is a great way to get our interview series going. Do you have any parting advice that you'd like to pass on to our listeners? And also, if you could let us know how our listeners can contact you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think one parting advice I would is don't take the journey alone. Take it with someone. Because when you're in business, it feels alone. And most business owners I talk to say it would be nice to be in some type of community or resource. You can talk to people about your business. And if you do that, I think there's no such thing as being alone. And if people want to contact me, they can contact me on my email, which is info@tanyag.net. Or then call me on my office line, which is 757-752-8169. And I want to thank you for this because it was really good to go through this interview. It brought a lot of good ideas and memories of how I got here and where I hope to get to in the future.
Yeah, it's always great to look back, isn't it, and see that journey and feel real good about where you've been and focus on your business. I think it's going to be rejuvenating for ourselves, and it's also awesome to give back. Thank you so much for being with us today. And that's it for our first interview at HamptonRoadsBusinessJournal.com. Looking forward to many more. If you have any questions, you can contact us at info@HamptonRoadsBusinessJournal.com. This is Rod Watson. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for today's HamptonRoadsBusinessJournal.com interview.